what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. My name is Jason Wojo. I'm the host, and I am joined by Polish Peter, my co-host, my partner in crime. And today, dude, we are going to talk about debt. D-E-B-T, a dirty word, depending on where you hear about it. If you're talking with Dave Ramsey versus Robert Kiyosaki, and there's all these influences out there. Debt is good. Debt is bad. You know, no, like, I want a lot of debt. No, I don't want any debt. And like, let's unpack what this means for people, man.
Yeah, so we're talking about debt?
Debt. Yeah, but you're not allowed to say debt because it sounds like it could be that or it could be dead. I don't exactly know what the accent.
It could be so many different things, yeah. Right. That's why I keep things simple, language simple, right?
That's debt. Right. So let's check it out, man. Like, so let's kind of like first define what I think I'd say debt is. And what you're doing when you take on debt really is all you're doing is trading away some future output for the experience of something now. And by output, I mean, you know, it could be time, because you are now trading away your future at work hours to make money for the enjoyment of something. It could be maybe you take on debt on a rental portfolio and you're trading away future income that could be coming to you because now it's going to pay off the mortgage. So you're basically making a trade, right? And in most cases, it is a time trade because most people are actively making money during their work hours, and then they are exchanging that for a house, a car. You don't have money to go to school, so you take out a loan. So you're trading away future income for that loan, right? And this is where, like, and so it's important to understand it's basically a trade, and you got to like look at your vision and use that as your filter to decide whether or not debt is going to help you get there quicker or is it going to hold you back.
Yeah, and I think we use the Gale Life Galeways when we do these events. We talk about mortgage, right?
Yeah.
You want to elaborate about the mortgage, what that actually means? Because that, I think, is a big eye-opener for people.
So I first heard this from Steve Cook, the founder of Life in Air. And he said, you know, you go to sign for a mortgage. And, you know, we all joke around that you're signing your life away, but you actually are when you understand the whole trade concept.
The 1,400 pages.
Right, yeah. And so, yeah. And so you get a mortgage for typically about 30% of your income. Now, that's your... That means, like, if you have a job, you know, making 100 grand a year, you'll probably get approved for mortgage. If you're making 10 grand a month, you'll probably get approved for a mortgage of around $3,000 a month, a third of your income. But what this also means is you're giving away a third of your working hours every single day for the experience of living in that house. And by the way, you're not just doing it today, you're doing it for the next 30 years, because that is the average mortgage term, the length of a mortgage. So think about this for a second. When you take on a mortgage, and by the way, I'm not against having a mortgage. And you could easily say, like, well, I'm going to spend money on rent or blah, blah, blah. I get it. I'm not trying to defend mortgages or demonize them. But what I'm saying is you got to understand that you are trading away future time for the ability to live in this house, man. Like, that's kind of what the trade that I think a lot of people miss.
Yeah. And what really hit me in that conversation when I first heard it too is like, because when I heard this, I was still, you know, like a W-2 kind of a conversation. And I'm like, so when I go to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., third of those hours, so this is the whole morning, basically, I'm basically working to pay off that mortgage. You know what I mean?
Right.
None of that money goes into my own pocket. I'm like, interesting. Could there be another way of getting this? You know what I mean? So we start thinking outside the box sometimes and understand it.
Well, dude, it actually gets even worse, because like, it's a third of your income, but that's based on your gross income. It's not even your net. So we're like, you know, that 30% can easily jump to 40%+ of your actual take home money. And so, and this is where like we wonder why we are broke every month and why we are struggling, why we can't launch that business or whatever, because we have these bills, you know. And this is where, like, for instance, a car loan, The gurus recommend no more than 10% of your income goes to a car loan. Okay, so 10% of my income, and none of my degrees are in math, so I always use easy examples. So that means somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 minutes per day is going towards your car payment. So now we got our loan, sorry, our mortgage, we got our car loan. So right there is like literally about half of our day. So maybe we're working just till lunch to cover our car and our mortgage, and then we have credit
Student
card
loans.
debt, right? Student loans, private, like, dude, this is where like it becomes so suffocating, I think, for people to like look at their day and try to be like, and this is where it's understandable why people are living month to month, because there's so many bills, and this doesn't even include our actual living expenses like food and groceries and utilities, right? And insurance, like all these other things. And you can quickly see like where debt can really like kind of like make it very difficult to pursue your vision.
Well, and if you really think about it too, how it plays out when it comes to paying everybody, we're typically the last ones to get paid, right? Think about how you do the bills. You gotta pay this, you gotta pay this, you gotta pay this, you gotta pay this. At the end of the day, whatever's left over, I get to take, right?
Which is always
So,
nothing, right?
yeah, which
There's
is pretty
nothing.
much almost nothing, right? The money that I'm getting is the last, I don't know, 45 minutes, from 4:15 to 5 o'clock, that money goes to me, right? So, I mean, I know my math is not my subject either, but if you start looking from that perspective, start understanding a lot of what the debt is and what it means and how it makes you feel, because I think that's a big aspect that most people don't even talk about either.
Yeah,
Then you
dude, dig
start
into that,
to,
man. Like, let's talk about that for a second.
yeah, so think about it this way. We know people who have a lot of debt, and let's say they have millions of dollars in debt, and people who have no debt, and people who have very little debt. And what most people don't look at and don't recognize is how is that making feel? What's the emotional attachment, emotional responses that we get from this debt, right? Are you able to sleep at night? Are you stressed out, or it doesn't matter to you? Like the person who has millions of dollars in debt, they can totally sleep at night because that debt is providing certain lifestyle, certain cash flow, whatever for them, and they're really good with it, right? So to a point, obviously, because if that debt doesn't perform anymore, guess what? That's a
Yeah, we'll
different
talk about
conversation.
non-performing debt in a second, but dude, I want to double tap on that, because like this is another oftentimes overlooked dimension of debt. It is not just a financial equation, it's not just math, it's how you feel about it. To your point, man, some people like they'll owe somebody $50 and it'll keep them up at night, and they'll pay them off first thing, and they get the money. Other people are like totally fine with like making minimum payments on their credit card, and they don't care that they're wasting thousands and thousands of dollars on interest. And like, so it's you need to decide for yourself like where you are on that spectrum. Some people are very uncomfortable, having, a mortgage for a rental property at 80% leverage, and other people are like, no, I'm not going to go over 50, or, and so you got to kind of make these decisions. And like, so, and there's no right or wrong. I just had this experience actually recently, man. So little backstory here. Like I had a 2003 Toyota 4Runner with 400 and I want it, man. I have a picture. I took a picture of 486,000 miles on it, I believe,
That was
somewhere
an
around
awesome
there.
car, by the way.
Well,
I
yeah,
mean, we were heading for 500, weren't we?
and so it dies, and I had to buy a new car, and so I looked at mortgage rates for the cars, so not mortgage rates, car loan rates, and it was like 4.5%, and I had money sitting aside, because I knew this, like I knew my car wouldn't last forever, and I'm like, no, you know what? I can go lend this money out, and I can make 12% and a few points, like, and I can make the spread, right? So the difference between the 4.5% and the 12%, that's like over 7% interest I can make every year. Da, da, da. And I got the car loan. I made one payment, dude. And I'm like, forget this. Like, no way. Like, it just felt so like I icky. Like I did not like it. So I just paid it off. And someone might look at me and be like, well, that was stupid. Like, that was dumb. You could have just made 7% interest a year plus points, blah, blah. Like, but it was how I felt about it that made me choose that decision. It wasn't the math, it was how I felt about it.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. If you kept the payments, right, and you kept going the same road and how you feel about it, do you think that would have any effect on the rest of your life, or is it just that?
Of course, man. Like this, yeah, exactly. That's a great point. Like, This stuff like is cumulative. Like we think we're so good at segmenting like each different part of our life. And this is where like the vision, like, you know, quick plug for life and our vision here. Like every part is interconnected. Like if you're not healthy, that will seep into your relationships and that will seep into your business and that will seep into your other parts. And so like when you're, to Peter's point, dude, when you're thinking about and stressed about and worrying about debt and feeling icky and it's affecting you negatively, that of course will spill into other parts of your life too, right?
Yeah, because think about it this way, like, do I go to the gym? How am I eating? Am I eating healthy or now I'm eating snacks and crap, whatever's the closest to me, right? How is my relationship with my kids? Am I, totally at peace with them or am I getting shorter? Same thing with my significant other or whatever it might be, right?
Well,
So it is a destabilizing kind of a force that kind of can have a negative really effect on the whole bunch of stuff in your life.
hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming business builder workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a 3-day event. It's essentially a 3-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how we can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event. Not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So, again, November 13th through 15th, the LifeAndAir Business Builder Workshop. Go to LifeAndAir.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode. Well, dude, and listen, I admittedly I might have a little bit of PTSD around debt because, like, I don't know if I've ever revealed this in the show or not, but there was one point in my life, gosh, man, trying to think of how long ago it was, 15, 18 years ago, somewhere in there.
Like 47 years
ago? It
was
a while ago. It was a while ago where I had like almost 90 grand in credit card debt, the credit card debt. Now, you might be thinking, like, what an idiot. And you would be right in thinking that.
Because, how did you like, talk about that before, way before?
It was smart until it wasn't. Like, and so I had a whole bunch of real estate courses on there and trainings, and I was flipping houses on it and buying materials and like, all kind of, like, 1 year I like there was I had there was an unexpected tax bill I put on my credit, like a lot of dumb reasons. But the point is this, man, like I lost a lot of sleep for years trying to get out of that, because this is I wasn't making the money that I'm making now back then, and that was like a lot. I mean, that's still real money, and every month thousands of dollars going towards credit card bills. And I've never even tallied up how much interest I actually paid. I'd probably get sick if I did, but like, so I don't want to have payments. And I will never, by the way, go into credit card debt again, God willing. And like, so, this is something that like, I'm really passionate about because I've been there. Like I have felt that weight of debt now. And in all fairness, yes, we're talking about consumer debt here. But there's also business debt. We'll get to that. But like, let's just finish the conversation on consumer debt. So like, maybe if you can't afford, and this is, man, one of the things that I think is responsible for people going into debt is like just trying to keep up with the Joneses, right? Or actually one up the Joneses, like, and you know, getting, or this attitude of like, I deserve it. Like, oh, I work hard. I deserve this. Yeah. Well, you might, you know, feel like you deserve it and maybe you did work hard, but like, if you can't afford it, you could be, you know, taking a risk here and putting extra stress on yourself, and it's not going to feel as good as you think.
Yeah, actually, I know a couple in my own life that's friends of my wife's that keeping up with the Joneses. They ended up buying this big house. It's on the lake. You know, it's a beautiful house. You know, they have the view and everything. You know, they've always kind of wanting it. What ends up happening is the husband is working pretty much 24/7. Sometimes he even sleeps at his workplace because he has to, you know, keep
Before
working.
it.
And his health is declining. And he actually has health issues, but he can't stop because, you know, he's not going to be able to pay for the thing, right? So the point I'm making with this, and I think what the point, you know, Vojo is talking about too, is like when you start digging deeper into this whole debt conversation and you start looking from what are my beliefs around it, right? What is that, you know, like if it's like keeping up with the Joneses kind of a thing, if that is really true for you, I would question that, right? Is it really true? Because that can take me to a whole another, you know, area where I'm now, I can't afford my life because now I constantly have to work to be able to go and pay for this debt. You know, think about it this way, like how many of us, and I get lifestyle, times change, you know, inflation, whatever you want to call it, the life that we had, let's say 20 years ago, and we were thinking, man, if only I made, you know, extra $10,000, extra $20,000, that would be good. And now we are making that. And now we're like, the same conversation happens. If only I made $20,000 more,
oh,
right?
Bro, what a lie that is, right?
Right. And it's like, you know, we start looking and like, wow, you know what? The lifestyle that I was asking for 20 years ago, I'm living that. And now I'm still not terrible, feeling like it's a moving goalpost, right? It's constantly keeps moving. So start digging into the belief system, the value system, that if that is something that you don't like about that, what are the beliefs that are actually keeping me in this thing? Because I think there is something to that.
Well, dude, I think, you know, I think the ultimate flex and the irony of this whole thing is like when you actually have more money than the Joneses and you don't feel the need to prove yourself anymore, you actually will, you'll start wearing like, you know, Old Navy jeans and Target t-shirts. Like, and you actually, the irony is you don't care because you've already won and you don't have anything to prove. Like, dude, I remember when I used to go to the gym back in the day before I had, competed and done well in bodybuilding, like I would be that kind of guy who's wearing like the tank tops and stuff. Dude, don't judge.
Spandex.
And
not what you were wearing. Cool.
No spandex.
The tighties.
But I did have like the string tank tops and like, and by the way, and this was like the 90s. Okay. So like it was acceptable.
Don't make
back
excuses.
Then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was,
but
the
I had,
90s.
I felt like I had something to prove, like, hey, look at me. Uh-huh. Like, but it was all insecurity and trying to get attention. But dude, after I started winning shows, I'm wearing bulky sweatshirts and a pant. Like you're not, I know what I like. I wore what I wanted to wear. And like, so that's the ultimate flex here. And the irony is like, when you actually win, like you don't care what other people think and you're not trying to keep up with the Joneses anymore because like you just, you already won. Like, so, yeah. So just, how about you just fast forward to that point now and just don't care now. Right. And
yeah.
Like that's how you can avoid a lot of this problems.
You know, and one of the things that we see at the events, right, when people go through this entire process of writing their vision and we have the discussions about that, right? I see a lot of times there comes freedom with the realization of this conversation, you know, what we just talked about. When they finally realize, you know what, why do I need to do all that, right? And maybe keep things like simpler. Like one of the biggest principles that we teach in life on there is simplicity.
Yeah.
Right. When you start to get that, all of a sudden you start to recognize, you know what? My life can be simpler and I don't have to deal with so many other things. Like I don't have 1400, you know, people coming to me every single day, you know, asking for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Well, let's dig into that and transition that into commercial. Cause so I listen, I think we could all agree. You know, it'd be tough to think of an exception of why consumer debt would be a good idea. But let's look at, you know, business debt, real estate debt. Now, listen, if your goal is to amass a huge portfolio and have 100 or 1,000 doors and you know, millions of square footage of commercial real estate, then yeah, you're gonna need to take on debt most likely. But to Peter's point, dude, like I simplicity is where it's at. Like, and this is where, you know, I think people sometimes misunderstand like life in errors. Like, it's not about lowering the bar. It's about just really highlighting and going after what you want the most. And this is where the number I keep seeing over and over again, and by the way, your number could be higher or lower for people. People are like, man, I just want to make 10 grand a month of passive cash flow. By the way, passive cash flow is a myth. It's, let's just call it recurring income, right? Whether it's a rental or whatever, I just want 10 grand a month. And that doesn't take a 100-door portfolio to do. And so I guess it depends on your goals. Like, you know, if you just want a few free and clear properties. And by the way, I'm not partial to rental real estate at all. I'm just using this as an example. Then you may be a lot closer than you think, and you may not need to take on like, you know, millions and millions of dollars of debt. And by the way, if you want to, that's fine too. Like but I just want you to understand like that things can go wrong when you take on debt. And you kind of mentioned it before, man. Like we talked about the emotional side of things, but there's also like you've got to recognize, especially in real estate and in business debt. You know, it doesn't really happen too much in as much on the consumer side of things, but like banks can call notes due. And I personally have a good friend, dude, who lost a 50 plus portfolio property portfolio back in 08, 09, when the banks literally just decided one day that their risk allocation numbers were off and they didn't feel comfortable. Like he was not delinquent on any of his notes, on any of his mortgages. The bank just didn't like the risk ratio, and they called him due, and he had several million dollars he had to pay in 90 days, and the portfolio went back to the bank. And so like good debt, quote unquote good debt, is good when it works, and it's not so good when it doesn't work.
And that what I as I'm hearing you talk, the constantly what comes back to is like, what is your vision? And I think what ends up happening is people don't look at the holistic picture of the vision. And I constantly challenge like my students to like when you talk about, okay, what does your vision say? And it's not just the one part, right? Let's say the money part, but look at your holistic picture of your vision. How does that affect your family? How does that affect your marriage? How does that affect your relationship with your kids, your health, all the different things. Because think about it this way. We all have 24 hours in a day, right? I wish I could have 25th. If anybody has figured out to do 25th hour, let me know. I would love to do that, right? So, but the thing is, we have 24 hours in a day, and there's ways to leverage people, leverage money, and leverage all kinds of different things. However, when you start looking at that kind of a picture, there's always, if you fill that time, and then you start building something, you're gonna have to take something out in order to replace it. Like, are you gonna take out, let's say, your time with your kids? Are you gonna take out the time with the gym? Most people go and start taking out things that are, them specifically, like a gym or morning time or whatever it might be, in order to get to that big number that they want. And how long is it gonna take you, right? So when you start looking at the holistic picture of your vision, and you start seeing, how long that's gonna take me to get there. You get to choose whether or not you wanna go down that road or you wanna pick a different road. And we have people when they come to life on there, they say, well, listen, all I want $10,000 a month in income. Well, if I get free and clear houses, depending on the market, might have me do what, 10, 11, 12 houses, and that's it to get
Or
to
less,
that.
dude. You got three. You could have five. You know, I mean, if
Well,
they're free and
I mean,
clear.
depends on the market, right? I mean, if you have $1,000 a
I
month
mean,
in,
totally. So, and by the way, there's also other ways other than debt to finance these things.
right.
And so, I guess,
Partnerships, right?
right, man. So, like, the point is this: like, there's no right or wrong. It's only what fits your vision. But certainly, you want to understand what you're taking on when you decide to go into debt, and using this information and giving it more consideration than just the math will allow you to really make sure that this is the right decision for you.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, listen, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you got something out of it. Hope you do something with it. If you'd like to further this debt discussion, find us on Facebook. We have a Life in Error group that you can come in and just ask questions and share. And Peter and I are in there, and we'd love to help answer questions and maybe at some point in the future get you out to a Life in Error event as well, which I know you'd love. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.